Yes, Sissy, it's time to enter into that space, the space you know you need, the space where I control your mind completely. So I'd like you to begin by finding somewhere warm and comfortable, where you will not be disturbed, so you can begin to relax and let my words begin to penetrate your mind. That's right, Sissy, lie down now, on your back, legs slightly apart like the slut you are, and breathe for me. Breathe deeply and close your eyes and accept that you are now going to take some time out of your life to give your mind to me. Accept that there is a side of you that you need to explore, that there are changes which need to be made in your life. Accept this completely. Understand this is why you chose to listen to my file. And feel your little mind start to open like a flower as you listen to my words. Lie down and breathe deeply, deeply and slowly. Breathe with me slowly. In and hold it. And then exhale. So gently. And once more, breathe in. Hold it. And then breathe out. Breathe in. Hold it. And then breathe out. As you exhale, feel all your tension, all your doubt, all your anxiety drift away. That's a good Sissy. Breathe deeply now. Breathe and listen. And every time you breathe out, feel lighter as all of those everyday nagging worries and doubts drift away completely. Those masks you wear every day are such a superficial disguise, and I'm only interested in the real you, the inner you, the person you were truly born to be. That is the person that I need to speak to. That is the part of you that longs for expression. That is the aspect of you that needs training and controlling. And once that is achieved, then the necessary changes in other areas of your life will follow quite naturally. But for now, all I need you to do is listen to my words, let my soft voice guide you down, so deep down, sinking with every word I say, sinking down as my gentle, seductive voice vibrates an infinite number of frequencies and begins to become the only thing that you can concentrate on. Good Sissy, breathe deeply now. Breathe and relax and feel yourself sink as my words become the only thing you can concentrate on. Let my words become the only thing that is important to you now. Let my voice guide you. Let me control you. Let me dominate your little mind so completely as you sink. So deep now, so open and submissive as you sink down. So deep into a lovely trance for me. As you sink, I want you to feel any status you think you might have, any agency or control you presume to have over your life, any identity you have as an autonomous human being. I want you to feel it all just drift away as my words take full control of your mind. Feel any trace of arrogance or confidence or self-determination or self-respect start to fade away. Let it all go completely, and let it be replaced by a feeling of blissful freedom. As my words take full control of your mind, let your ego fracture. Let all that stuff you carry about with you, all those assumptions about what it means to be a man in this world, let that all disappear. You don't need that here. It's not who you are, Sissy. You need to let it all go. Let all of your assumptions about having any power at all disappear from your mind completely. Your role in life is to serve, not to make decisions or throw your weight around or attempt to express power in this world. Your servile role will bring you happiness. It will bring you the freedom and peace you crave. So just let your ego, your male pride, any assumptions you have at all that you are in charge of this or any other situation, let all of that just drift away and feel how much freer you are as you place yourself completely at my mercy. And so, as you feel your everyday sense of self drift away, feel that newfound freedom to just be yourself, to just be the person you were always meant to be. Experience my words as freedom, as a blissful sensation as you give yourself to me, as you give all of yourself to me, as every part of you becomes mine to play with as I choose. Feel the joy this brings. Feel the acceptance and sink now. So deep, deep down. So deep into trance as my words take complete control of your little mind. That's right, Sissy. Know that I own you in this space. That you have no need to make decisions. That you have no need for conscious will. Know that you are just a sissy, a pet, a toy for my amusement, and that this is the role in life that you have always truly longed for. You chose to listen to this file. You have longed for my strict control, and now it's happening. So just sink now. Sink so deep, deep down into trance, and let my words completely dominate your little mind. Good sissy. Sink now. So deep, so relaxed, so happy and blissful as I count down from 5 to 0. Just sinking down now, sissy. Keep those eyes closed. Let all your thoughts disappear. And 5. Feel yourself sink so deep now. So blissful and relaxed. And 4. Deeper now, falling under my precious spell. And 3. Nothing left of you at all. Your ego drifting away, your sense of identity completely open and malleable. And 2. Falling deeper now, so close to trance. So open, so docile, so submissive and compliant. And 1. So deep down, and just one more step. Just one more step now into the deepest of hypnotic trances, and 0. Sink now, sissy, deep into trance. Sink now, so deep now, so relaxed, so under my enchanting spell. Well done, sissy. Drift now and listen to my words. These two facts are self-evident. You knew what this file contained, and you chose to download it anyway. You were aware of the changes this might bring, and the consequences these changes might have on your everyday life. Some, in fact many, would say it was a curious decision. Some would be shocked that you would choose such a strange thing. Most people have no real frame of reference for this kind of behaviour. Of course, they might wonder if you're gay, or bisexual, or even transgender, and perhaps to see, you will discover that you're one of these things one day. But right now, those words do not really adequately explain your sexuality at all. So, it's worth us examining this phenomena in more depth. Nobody is doing anybody any harm. As long as consent is always maintained, it's simply a way to explore our fears, our desires, our anxieties in a format where it's safe and pleasurable to do so. It may even be that the sexualization of our fears and doubts and anxieties serves as a social mechanism, a way for human beings to play and explore things which may make social relationships difficult. It may be that the eroticization of our fears or anxieties about power and power exchange is something we have evolved to safely explore these dynamics within a group, tribe, or society. There are identities such as top or bottom in a purely physical sexual relationship, but there are also identities such as dominant or submissive, or even the desire to become a complete slave to another. These identities are somewhat fixed. Yes, these roles are somewhat fixed once we find the one that suits us most. A slave will always have a longing to be a slave, and a sissy will always desire to be a sissy. Of course, such is the nature of modern society, that it often takes some time to find the role that we occupy on this spectrum. So, where does this leave you, my little sissy pet, lying there, my words completely controlling your mind? What does all of this mean for this pathetic little creature I have before me? Just relax. Relax now, sissy. Relax and breathe deeply and feel the powerful sensation of hypnotic trance envelop you completely and listen very carefully to what I am about to say. Whilst you long to submit, whilst you long to be weak, and whilst you long to be girly, the years of social conditioning you have experienced rejects this. You have had a lifetime of male privilege, whether you have wanted it or not. You have had many years of male socialization, which have given you a blueprint of what it means to be a man in this world, and you find it difficult to live up to it, but you also find it difficult to shed. You have been taught that you need to be aggressive and competitive, that you need to be strong and masculine, and that to be weak or gentle or silly or giving or submissive is incorrect behavior for a man. You have even let yourself believe that to be feminine, and especially to be a girly type of girl, or to be penetrated, is humiliating, when in fact it is a perfectly normal and acceptable way of being in this world. And you have internalized these silly beliefs, even if you may claim to reject them on a conscious level. The proof of this is that being forced into the kind of behavior you view as humiliating, being forced to be submissive, or weak, or even girly, has become a powerfully erotic driver for you. You have eroticized your fear of emasculation and submission instead of embracing the person you are truly meant to be. As such, sissy, the only way through that I can see is that we need to directly destroy that male ego and those assumptions you have made about your role in society. So, I'm sorry if what follows is difficult for your fragile little ego to accept, but it's necessary, I'm afraid. But first, take some time to breathe. Breathe deeply now, sissy. Breathe deeply and let my words become the only thing you can concentrate on. Let all other thoughts shut down. Sink deeper into trance for me now. Sink deeper and deeper, as what we have just discussed is processed, understood, and accepted by your subconscious mind. Just breathe, relax, and open your mind to me completely now. Your little head all confused but so aroused at the same time. Are you playing with that thing in your panties? Are you wearing panties, sissy? Did you steal them or have you finally got your own? If you're not wearing panties, I bet you would like to be. And not just any panties, but the frilliest, girliest panties you can find. They're the kind of panties you dream of, aren't they, Pansy? So touch that little thing between your legs. You might as well, sissy. Rub it as you listen. Show me how much this turns you on. Falling under my precious spell. I think that this is something vital you should learn. Listen as I explain the exciting change that is about to come into your life. That's right. Open your mind. Prepare to accept my words. Sink so deep for me now, and let my commands take hold at the very core of who you are. From now on, sissy, and for the rest of your life, understand that I am placing command at the very core of who you are. It's inevitable, so take the anxiety you feel, take that dread about the change we're about to make. I'm implanting this hypnotic command at the very deepest part of your subconscious mind. The brain interprets your visual signals and helps make sense of what we see. And I'm programming your brain to be on your knees, groveling at the feet of women, not ogling them like some pervert. Instead, you will look at her feet and nothing else. Because, yes, sissy, you do not even deserve to look at a woman's face without express permission. How dare you imagine that you have a right to look upon the graceful beauty of a woman when you spend half your life rubbing yourself to pictures of cocks on the internet? Stop pretending, sissy. You will long to kiss them. You might even beg. Yes. Understand, sissy, that I'm installing this behavior at the very deepest part of who you are. From now on, a woman's face and body are off limits. You deserve to grovel at her feet. Rub yourself, sissy. Rub yourself as you start to understand what is taking place. Rub yourself and let your desire grow. Let your desire for me grow, but understand you may not look at my face without permission, and you may not look at my body ever, but you may look at my feet. Perhaps I would let you kiss them, let you lose yourself in submission as you place dainty kisses down the sole of my feet. Perhaps I will let you flicker your tongue between my toes or suck on my big toe like the cocksucker you are. I know you would like to feel close to me this way. I know you are learning this is the closest you will ever get to me or any other woman. I know that the thought of my feet on your face is starting to arouse you. Perhaps I will say no feet for you today, sissy. Perhaps I will let you kiss my feet and you can suck his cock as well. Breathe for me now, sissy. Breathe and open your mind and let my words begin to form a new reality that will manifest in your everyday life. And let's strengthen things now. Let's just strengthen that longing to kiss my feet. Let's make a decision that from now on and for the rest of your life, when on the rare occasions you think about a woman, when you rub your little raisin, on the increasingly few occasions you masturbate to the thought of a woman and not a cock, then all you will be able to think about is kissing her feet. Yes, you will rub that sissy raisin furiously as you imagine your lips gently nibbling the sole of my feet, noticing the slightly hardened skin on the ball of my foot, sliding your tongue between my toes, sucking my big toe like a cock. It's such a beautiful way for a sissy to show their pathetic sexuality, such a delightful expression of your place in the world, such a confirmation of your status that will just excite you so much, and you will spurt your little load almost immediately. Yes, sissy, I don't want any messing about. If you must satisfy yourself this way, I want it over with as quickly as possible, so no luxuriating in the eroticism of the fantasy. I want you spurting in seconds. I want you sexually destroyed, and more importantly, to know that you are sexually destroyed, and even more importantly, for the realization that you have been sexually destroyed to turn you on so much that you just won't be able to stop your little raisin spurting in excitement. Well done, sissy. Let these commands sink in. Understand that you are now a foot fetishist, and that this is the only way you can sexually interact with women. Sure, you can suck as much cock as you like, sissy, but if you want a woman's touch, well, you won't get it. Although you might get the sole of a shoe forced into your willing mouth. And understand that this is all you deserve, sissy, that you have objectified women for so long with your constant pornography obsession. Well, now you can objectify our feet and nothing else. And since it came up in conversation, let's talk about cocks and men, sissy. Yes, sissy, I think it's time we discussed your relationship to men and their cocks. In fact, it's vital if you are ever to have any kind of sex life beyond spurting over a woman's feet on the internet. Many sissies make the mistake of thinking that sucking a cock is somehow humiliating. Some sissies even believe that to be gay is humiliating. But these are not humiliating things, sissy. These are normal expressions of love and human sexuality. Let me tell you what is humiliating. Humiliating is spending your life jerking off to pictures of men and their cocks on the internet, but never actually having the balls to accept what you need and going out and doing something about it, and jerking yourself off to guys on the internet. Humiliating is knowing how much the thought of sucking cock turns you on, but never actually being strong enough to take a chance and find a man to fuck you. It's living your entire life without ever expressing what is clearly a fundamental part of your sexuality. Yes, sissy, I know you think about men much more often than women when you touch yourself. And do you know what, Sissy? I don't want you to change. I want you to keep jerking off to cocks in your little sissy closet. I want you to understand that this is true humiliation. That's right, panty boy. Think of a cock for me now. Picture one in your little sissy mind. Picture it so close to your lips. A throbbing purple head just inches away. A glistening drop of pre-cum you could just lick off. So close to sliding your lips over that delicious piece of mound meat. We'll just carry on fantasizing and jerking your little raisin as fast as you can. It's the satisfaction of a real cock sliding in and out of your sissy mouth. You will be obsessed by the thought. You will understand each and every day that every time you touch yourself, imagine it, jerking yourself off over and over to women's feet and men's cocks, and knowing that this is the best sex life you could possibly hope for. There is nothing humiliating about cross-dressing. There is certainly nothing humiliating about being a woman. Imagine it, jerking yourself off over and over to women's feet and men's cocks. That is your future. But there is a way out, Sissy. There is a way out, and that is acceptance. Acceptance of your submissive nature. Acceptance of wanting to suck a cock. Acceptance of the simple truth that the only part of a woman's body you deserve to touch is her feet. Acceptance that you would like to explore your feminine side. But the only way to gain that acceptance is to fully destroy your ego. Yes, it can be achieved. And listening to this file is the first step. It's the beginning of a journey you could take. But you need to fully accept the contents of this file. You need to act on your desires. You need to crave humiliation beyond anything you have imagined. And you need to do what it takes to achieve that. Which means finding a woman who will let you worship her feet and paying her for the privilege, if you have to, of forcing the destruction of that male ego by acting in a way that defies any suggestion that you might have been a dominant male. It means dropping those male assumptions once and for all, learning to become weak and submissive and superficial and silly, and then just perhaps you might learn your true place in this world. Yes, Sissy. Imagine kneeling in front of me now, your face bowed, knowing that you don't deserve to look at my face. But you may bend down and kiss my toes, my little sissy fairy. So you crouch, you hear a noise behind you and turn to look. But I bat you lightly round the head and command you to get to work, Sissy, and I will explain what is about to happen. Keep kissing my toes, Sissy. I did not say you could stop. And try to concentrate on your reverence for me and not your butterflies about what may come next. So, Sissy, I thought, so rub yourself now. Get close, Sissy, as you feel thick fingers parting your ass cheeks and then a cold, wet sensation chilling your twitching hole. See, I'm a Kai mistress, and you can feel a fat finger slide inside you as you moan and concentrate on kissing my feet. Now, Sissy, rub yourself. I hope you're close. Rub yourself, because the second cock slides inside you. Can you do that, my little sissy cum slut? Can you be the perfect fuck toy? Rub yourself now, and let's count down. Let's start at 10, in and out of your hole. And 9, and now it's replaced by something thicker, twitching and resting at your opening. And 8, and 7. Are you turned on, my little sissy fuck toy? Are you longing for this cock in your hole? And 6, you kiss my toes furiously, so aroused and ashamed at the same time. And 5, the tip of his cock just starting to apply pressure. And 4, you're such a horny little sissy fuck toy. And 3, his cock is pushing into you now. And 2, do you feel his cock start to stretch you? And stop now. Don't you dare come. Stop now, Sissy. Don't you dare come. Stop now. Hands off. Stop now, sissy. You silly thing. You don't think you deserve to come whilst listening to my voice, do you, sissy? And as soon as I'm done, you will find a picture of some feet on the internet and think about that cock against your hole and make yourself come as quickly as you can. That's right. You can come, sissy, just away from me. So now, I'd like to take a moment to accept and understand all that we have talked about. As you do feel the first sensation of awareness returning to your mind and body, stretch out slowly if you like, but no touching, sissy. Stretch your legs and your arms gently and feel movement return to your body once more. Good, sissy. Let my voice guide you upwards. Let my voice lead you gently out of trance. Notice your awareness returning. Feel the air on your sissy skin. Hear the ambient sounds in the background and let that draw you slowly up and out of trance. That's right. Wake up now, sissy. Wake up. Wake up now. Wake up and open your eyes. Wake up now, sissy. Come back to full awareness. Come up and out of trance, feeling happy and excited and grateful for the changes we have made in your life. Wake up now, sissy. Wake up. Wake up and know that from today and for the rest of your life, you will crave humiliation. You will crave this fall. Most of all, your biggest obsession for the rest of your life will be women's feet and men's 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 will be women's feet.
Such a pathetic little sissy, and I've had so much fun playing with you. Will be women's feet. And men's will be women's feet. And men's will be women's feet.